Welcome, and thank you for listening to the SMA Flash Briefings.
Hi, everyone. I'm Price Wooldridge. A rare neuromuscular disorder patient myself, I enjoy reading flash briefings for spinal muscular atrophy. Lung ultrasound is a safe and reliable bedside tool to detect atelectasis or partial lung collapse early in children with neuromuscular diseases, including spinal muscular atrophy, a study suggests. This radiation-free method could be used to monitor lung health and identify partial lung collapse in a patient group already highly exposed to radiation and clinical exams, its researchers noted. They emphasized, however, that lung ultrasound should not replace radiological exams. Rather, it can be used to answer specific questions raised by doctors between regular chest X-ray examinations. The study, Lung Ultrasound, a Useful Additional Tool in Clinicians' Hands to Identify Pulmonary Atelectasis in Children with Neuromuscular Disease, was published in the journal Pediatric Pulmonology. Children with neuromuscular diseases, including SMA, are more susceptible than others to such respiratory complications as upper airway obstruction, aspiration, recurrent infections, hypoventilation, and atelectasis. Atelectasis refers to the collapse or incomplete expansion of one or more areas in the lungs. When the lungs cannot fully expand and take in enough air, the blood may not receive enough oxygen. Low blood oxygen levels can lead to serious complications and eventually to respiratory failure. The researchers wrote, quote, "Respiratory impairment is the leading cause of morbidity and mortality in children with neuromuscular diseases. Therefore, the early recognition of a lung injury, such as atelectasis, is essential. Partial lung collapse is typically assessed via a chest X-ray, but alternative radiation-free methods are being evaluated to lower patients' exposure to radiation. This is particularly relevant for people with conditions such as SMA, already associated with a high frequency of radiological exams." Lung ultrasound is a low-cost, radiation-free, non-invasive, and reliable method to assess lung abnormalities in real time. Several studies have highlighted that lung ultrasound may be a more reliable diagnostic tool in children than in adults, due to their anatomical features. Some reports of its use in diagnosing lung diseases in children exist. However, studies have not addressed the use of lung ultrasound in children with neuromuscular diseases. A team of researchers in Rome compared the use of chest X-ray and lung ultrasound to detect the presence of partial lung collapse in pediatric patients with neuromuscular diseases. The study involved 40 children, 21 girls and 19 boys, median age 7.5, who underwent chest X-ray followed by lung ultrasound, both performed at bedside. SMA type 1, 16 patients, was the most common neuromuscular disease affecting these children, followed by SMA type 2, 7 patients, and congenital myopathies, also 7 patients. Simultaneous clinical conditions, or comorbidities, were present in 62% of patients, with severe scoliosis and abnormal curvature of the spine being the most frequent, at 28%. Results showed that 22 children, 55%, had partial lung collapse. Chest X-ray was able to detect all cases of partial lung collapse, while lung ultrasound could detect it in 20 children. Inconclusive results were obtained in 2 children due to severe scoliosis. Partial lung collapse occurred more frequently in the left lower lobes of the lungs, and both methods identified more than one area of collapsed lung in 5 children. A partial or complete agreement in results using lung ultrasound and chest X-ray were reported in 31 children and a disagreement in 7, 4 of which were positive for atelectasis. A complete agreement was found in 26 children, or 65%. The researchers noted that lung ultrasound allowed the detection of a modest pleural effusion, or buildup of fluid between the lungs and chest cavity, in 15 children, 5 more than were identified with this effusion by chest X-ray. This confirmed that lung ultrasound is a more sensitive diagnostic tool than chest X-ray to detect pleural effusion in children with neuromuscular diseases, the researchers noted. Considering only a complete agreement between the two methods, lung ultrasound showed a sensitivity, the ability to identify true positives, of 57% and a specificity, or the ability to identify true negatives, those without this complication, of 82%. A positive result with lung ultrasound was also estimated to reflect a true partial lung collapse in 80% of the cases, and a negative result to correspond to a true absence of the condition in 61% of cases. The researchers wrote, quote, "The use of lung ultrasound should be recommended as a practical and additional bedside tool, as an extension of the physical examination, to early identify partial lung collapse, get a deeper understanding of lung conditions, and lead to better respiratory management in young and fragile children with neuromuscular disease." The team emphasized that lung ultrasound could also be used to monitor the progression and treatment response of partial lung collapse in these children, and without concerns of radiation exposure. Lung ultrasound may also prove to be very informative to both clinicians and respiratory physiotherapists. Researchers noted, however, that health practitioners should be aware of lung ultrasound's limitations, namely in the presence of severe scoliosis, and that it should not be used as a replacement for radiological exams in this patient population.
Coming up next, perspectives from SMA News Today Forum's moderator, Deanne Runge.
Thanks for joining me. I'm Deanne Runge, SMA News Today Forum's moderator and vlogger. In one way or another, COVID-19 impacts your life. For some of you, more than others. Besides extending my hibernation mode, fortunately, the impact for me has been minimal thus far. In some ways, I feel SMA has given me a leg up in dealing with this situation. Now that the economy is slowly resuming operation, the next phase poses new challenges and concerns. Not only do I work from home, I utilize online resources. It's nothing new to me. However, I see others struggling with the current limitations. I get it, I really do, but I've lived with limitations my entire life. It's time to get creative. Is it easy? No. But if you focus on what you can do, not on what you can't, it can open up a whole new world. My biggest risk from the virus comes from having outside caregivers. With everything shut down, their exposure is relatively limited. Therefore, I'm not too concerned at the moment. I understand the need for the economy to get rolling again. It irritates me, though, that the proposed solution is to open everything up and let the high-risk individuals stay home. It's not that simple. Although I can stay home, my caregiver's exposure will inevitably go up, increasing my risk. But I guess it's a risk I have to take. Another concerning issue to me is disability representation. Before all this, I feel we were really gaining ground on that front. I don't want to lose momentum. How can we do that while in isolation? I don't want our voices to fall silent. I'm confident we'll prevail as long as we are creative. What are your thoughts? Head to smanewstoday.com/forums to share. Stay safe, stay healthy, and have a good day, everyone. We'll talk again soon.
The information in our flash briefings and podcasts are provided for informational and educational purposes only. Be sure to tune in daily to SMA News Today for the latest news and perspectives regarding the disease. Discover more content that might be of interest to you at www.smanewstoday.com and be sure to follow us on social media and join our SMA News Today forums, a trusted SMA community ready to welcome you anytime.